Breathing. Any fool knows that to sing you need to breathe. This is something we've all been doing pretty well since we were born. Very simply, when you breathe, you draw air in through your mouth or nostrils. It travels through your voice box, down through your windpipe, and into your lungs. Your lungs are like inflatable bags that fill with air, and they're pretty big when fully inflated. So your rib cage expands to make this extra space for them. When you breathe out, the air leaves your lungs and takes the reverse journey up through your windpipe and through your voice box, or its posh name, the larynx. It's when the air under pressure reaches the larynx, which contains your vocal cords, that it causes them to vibrate rapidly, and the vibrations produce sound, your voice. So far, so easy. Take a look at figure 1 in the accompanying booklet to see how the air travels in the breathing process. Pause the CD for 1 minute and breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize this journey of the breath. Become aware of the physical movements in your body. Welcome back. You're probably feeling quite chilled out after listening to your breathing, but no sleeping yet. We've got things to learn. In daily life, we tend to take short, shallow breaths. However, when we sing, we need to be able to take in breath quickly and deeply, but then let it out in a slow, controlled manner so that we have enough breath for those long lines in a song. We get this control by using the diaphragm. This is a dome-shaped muscle underneath your lungs and attached to your ribs and spine. Have a look at figure 2 in your booklet. When you breathe in, the dome flattens and moves downward, pushing your abdomen or tummy out. When everything is out of the way, the lungs can inflate like two long balloons to their fullest capacity. As you breathe out, the diaphragm starts to move back up, returning to its dome shape. I don't want you to worry too much about the action of the diaphragm. It's a muscle that you use involuntarily every day in breathing. It's just that in breathing for singing, we concentrate more on its action. The diaphragm then is the main muscle which effectively fills and empties the lungs of air. The logic is that if we can learn to control this muscle, then we can slow down the escape of the air from the lungs, providing a constant and steady flow, allowing us to sing long and even phrases. So how do we gain this control? This control is often called support, and basically means applying more muscle tension when you need it. Remember what I said earlier about singing being natural. Muscle tension does not mean gripping, pushing, or forcing your abdominal muscles and ribcage to stay out. It should follow your natural day-to-day breathing pattern. What we're aiming for is a gentle and sustained tension of the abdominal muscles and ribcage after you've taken a breath, so that there is a continual, slow, and controlled return to their starting point when you breathe out, rather than a quick collapse of posture and air. Support is like the feeling of holding your breath in swimming. You hold and resist the breath from collapsing and escaping, whilst consciously taking all the effort and pressure away from your throat. Think again of your lungs as balloons. If you let the balloon go, the air will rush out rapidly and out of control. Whereas, if you apply a little tension, the air will escape steadily, slowly, and in your control. I want to try a few exercises with you now, so you can begin to feel your diaphragm working for you. First thing, lie down on your back on the floor. No sleeping now. Relax and keep your spine flat as you can on the ground. Now, I want you to place your hands on your sides and bring them slightly round towards the front. Put your thumbs at the bottom of your ribcage and rest your remaining fingers on your tummy above your belly button. I want you to take a deep, long breath in through your mouth, and as you do, I want you to visualize your diaphragm moving down, pushing your abdominal muscles and tummy out. Now remember, those lungs need as much room as possible, so whilst inhaling, you need to open and expand your ribcage. This whole expanding sensation should be taking place in your tummy and sides. You may even feel the inhalation in your back. Ensure your shoulders don't rise. Now, when you've reached your fill of air, you should feel a mild tension on your abdominal muscles. You need to sustain this tension to control the slow, steady release of your breath as your ribcage and tummy gradually come back to their starting point. Ensure that the concentration is all around your abdominal muscles, which in turn leaves your face and throat free from tension. Now try this again, but this time, after you've inhaled, let the air out to the sound of sss, like a snake. That way you'll be able to tell if the flow of air is steady and constant. If it isn't, the sss will flutter or break. I'll demonstrate, then you have a go. Remember the balloon? Don't let it go so that the air escapes. Control its slow deflation right to the last of the air. Now it's your turn. Pause the CD and try this exercise a few times. Okay, stand up again. I suggest that you stand in front of a mirror for all the exercises on both CDs from now on. Mirror exercise is a fantastic way to keep tabs on any unnecessary movement in your head and body, which may cause tension in your voice. Now let's do the same exercise again, but this time I want you to let the s out in short bursts. Place your fingers on your abdominal muscles, and each time you say the s, you should feel them flex in and out. I'll demonstrate, and then you try. I want you to make sure that you're taking your breath deeply and not just snatching air into your chest. This is very important to know, as when you're in the middle of a singing phrase, you normally will not have enough time to take a long breath. It's more likely that you will take a quick but deep breath. I find the easiest way to explain this is to breathe in as if you've just seen a ghost. It sounds strange, but this quick reaction, if connected to your new breathing technique, allows you to open your throat wide and take in a large amount of air quickly. By doing this, you should feel your abdominal muscles flexing outward with each quick inhalation and remaining taut until the next. As the air comes in, imagine it to be very heavy and dropping to the bottom of your lungs. This will ensure that you breathe deeply. Let's try all this now, releasing the air to the s sound. I'll demonstrate. And then you have a go. This next exercise gives you a chance to make some stupid noises whilst building your breath control. We're going to practice with a sound you make when you're very cold. Brrr. By gently and steadily bubbling your lips. Some people find this sound easier when they gently hold just outside the corners of their mouth with their fingertips. Take a deep, long breath in the new enhanced way, then bubble away for as long as you can. If the sound falters, the airflow is not steady, which means your abdominals aren't resisting. So stop and start again. Do this with the aim of increasing your time of uninterrupted bubbling. Each time you practice this, do so using a watch or counting in your head. If at any time you feel dizzy or lightheaded, just stop and rest. However, don't worry, this is just your body's reaction to the rush of oxygen to your brain due to your new improved breathing. I'll do it first, then you try. Okay, now you try. Now I want you to try the same exercise again, but this time using a tongue trill, like a purring cat. Purr. Make sure your abs aren't collapsing towards the end of your breath. You should always be in control. I'll demonstrate, and then you give it a go. Purr. I'd now like you to pause the CD and try singing your favourite song or any song with your new breath technique. Now, we're not looking for miraculous changes here. I just want you to feel the difference that controlling your breath gives to a song. Hopefully, you'll notice that your phrasing of a song line can now include the words you want to sing and not just the few you used to have enough breath for. Here's your breathing checklist to remind you of the correct technique. Check there's no rising movement in the shoulders. Are you breathing deep and not in the chest? Are your ribs and abdominals expanding in inhalation? Are you keeping sustained tension in your abs on exhalation and not allowing the balloons to collapse? Is the exhaled air steady and constant? And are you taking seen a ghost breaths for quick inhalation and not shallow snatches from the chest? You should by now understand how to breathe correctly for singing. Please don't expect your breathing to improve overnight. You have the technique now, but perfecting it and building stamina are going to take a lot of practice.